week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely. Maybe a little too fiercely.
Listeners, you already know that I have a bit of a time quieting my mind. I race from one topic to another, trying to quickly jot things down before I forget. I have a list app on my phone, I carry a small notepad, and I've been known to write on my own skin. If someone is yelling, singing, or conversing with me while I'm making a list, that distraction causes glitches. I've opened up my little notepad to find the following to-do list. Get milk, iron slacks, don't eat that, it will make you sick. Buy Joel's birthday gift, and scratch my back. It's gotten so bad I don't even know that I'm eating anymore. I look at my plate and I'm like, hey, who ate my mac and cheese? My family stares with worried expressions and then I realize I'm the guilty party. Apparently, between trips to the kitchen to fetch ketchup and salt, I managed to devour 2,000 calories worth of pasta. Not great on the old diet. I mean, if I didn't even taste the first serving, I'm obligated to get second so I can actually enjoy my favorite food. To give myself a bit of credit, my husband does occasionally swipe something off my plate when I'm not looking, so I'm not sure whether I should seek treatment for early onset of dementia or whether I should look into marriage counseling. Joel assures me there's a country song by Charlie Pride called Burgers and Fries and Cherry Pies that could cover us if we decide to seek professional help. I got to thinking that maybe the reason my mind won't settle down is that I'm overstimulated. Of the five, based on recent developments in my vision, really 4.5 senses, my hearing is the one that is the most overtaxed. I literally can't hear myself think around here. My family is a normal, noisy, modern family. Add that to my middle son's recent obsession with the saxophone, and I live in a constant din. If he's not playing his alto sax, he's playing the used tenor sax he saved up for this summer. And if he's not playing the tenor, he's playing the baritone he recently borrowed. Of course, if none of the three saxes are readily available, he listens to sax players online. He also shops online for saxes and quizzes me about which sax I think he should buy. So I've decided I need to find my zen. I recently checked out a book, audio version of course, about the positive benefits of quiet contemplation. Though I know I can't possibly adopt each aspect of the noble eightfold path, I theorize that even trying to settle my mind for a short time each day will help. I need to sit and know I am sitting. This book suggests setting a reminder on my cell phone, and even if I can just relax and focus for 2 minutes without my mind wandering, I will benefit. I can move on to the 3-week silent retreat after this. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, you know. I will dutifully set my cell phone to ding at the appointed times for 2 minutes of quiet. But I worry that I won't be able to maintain focus for even that long, and I'm going to have to add zen to the list of things at which I've failed. I've heard that the harder one tries to achieve zen, the longer it takes. My husband says I should be more concerned that the reason I can't hear myself think is that there's not much to hear.
Is someone there?
I'll get back with you as to how this goes. It could be a while. If this sketch seems a little more disorganized than my usual offering, it's most likely because I have been interrupted 7 times while I tried to compose my thoughts. I've listened to 3 new pieces on the sax, received 2 texts asking where shoes and knee pads might be located, wiped a bottom, not mine, and purchased an item from a school fundraiser. Judging from this empty bag next to me, I've also consumed, 1,800 calories worth of potato chips.
More Little Spouse episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Tune in next week.